Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Winners of 7 of their last 9, in large part due to the starting pitching, Vinny. And
yep.
You look at the Orioles in their last 7 wins, starting pitching is posting a 1.99 ERA. I mean, that's part of a winning formula. And this the pitching is the weak spot of this team. So it's not a surprise to see them get off to the start that they've been on with all the injuries and just really the lack of additions to their pitching staff as a whole coming into the year. But, and I'm not saying that I expect them to pitch, you know, at a sub 2 ERA for the rest of the year. But do you think that this pitching staff has, you know, set itself to where they can consistently give these guys winning efforts on a nightly basis?
Well, I think we're going to find out. You know, I mean, the White Sox, they don't hit very well. Mariners don't hit very well. You know, and their other wins, St. Louis, they won one. And then the Boston, you know, they won 2-1 and 5-1. So we're going to find out what the pitching is. And can they be consistent? You know, I hope they can. I mean, because they've shown lately that they can do it and they can stack them,
mm-hmm.
You know, and that's going to be the key. Can they stack them for the whole month? You know, like Nolan's talking about, show me the rest of the month. You know, can you get over the next, how many games do they have over the next month? Like 19 or something?
Something like that.
It's quite a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they can you get half quality starts? You know, I mean, if you get half quality starts, they're going to have a pretty good chance. Because I don't, and, you know, because the Cows are, I mean, because reading articles and stuff, their defense outfield was the worst in the league. You know, and having Cowser back and stuff, I think that kind of solidifies it. And, you know, and Carlson's been playing a lot more, and he's a good defender. I mean, because when you have Mateo and you have Kerstedt out there, you know, it's like the bad news bears.
It's open season.
Yeah.
Right. And for a young pitcher like a Cade Povich, you know, say he's on the mound for one of those disaster defensive innings, you know, he might not have the experience or the poise to say, all right, that wasn't necessarily my fault, but I still got to lock in and get out of this inning. And Cordell mentioned the great stretch here, really 9 solid starts to great starts overall. Cade Povich last time out was the worst start in the stretch. 4 2/3, 5 earned runs. But he started great. He had like 3 really good innings, and then it kind of unraveled on him. So if that's your worst in a 9-day span, the other game they lost, Sagano pitched 5 1/3, 3 earned runs. The bullpen blew it. So I think that's the other part of it. I mean, the starters have been great, but can the bullpen solidify itself as well? certainly helps when Sagano's going seven. Mm-hmm. You only need to tap into your bullpen for a couple. You can lean on your more reliable arms. But this is really about the total picture. The pitching had to be good. That was like the baseline. But it's still about the full team effort. Offense last night was there. Bullpen was there. It's always about the full team.
You know what's kind of funny is the guy who's kind of been getting the run lately, you know, the guy that it seems like the manager has a ton of confidence is Baker.
Oh, rightfully so right now. You gotta stick with Baker while he's hot, because when he's not, it's a totally, totally different picture. But to his credit, he looks as good as he did, what, like 2 years ago, was it, that when Baker was really, really good? Maybe it was three seasons ago, but Baker's had these stretches to where he's on fire. Perez had those, but that flame went out. You know, it went out, and to their credit, they gave him a longer leash than they probably should have to get back to that. But Baker right now, he's probably the guy that they have the most trust in the bullpen, next to Batista, who looked really good last night. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, you're on the Fan.
Man, I wasn't expecting y'all to take me so fast, man. I was joining the conversation, man. Hey, listen, I got a mutual Ravens question for Cordell with Vinny, and I got an Orioles question.
Let's do it.
Number one, with the O's, you can't keep cursed that out of the lineup, that bat. You know, I go to bat form. That bat, no pun intended, that bat is too elite. Those defenses to struggle, but you at least got to keep me as a corner outfielder. And I believe the Orioles can make a run. Maybe I'm being a little bit of a homer, but it is what it is. When it comes to the Ravens, I have a question for you guys. Because if they don't win 13 to 14 games coming up this season, I'll be thoroughly disappointed.
Me too.
But my question to you is this, to both of you guys. Do you think bringing in D-Hop will be to the detriment, because the real number one wide receiver on the court, and both you guys, y'all be around the teams, you know this, is Rashad Bateman. Rashad Bateman is coming to his own. I believe bringing in a D-Hop, people may think it's going to hinder him, but I believe it's going to take him to the next level. And as far as Malachi starts, I was looking at some Ed Reed highlights on YouTube last night. Not to say Malachi starts is going to have a Ed Reed type of impact, but I do believe that Kyle Hamilton is going to be the defensive player of the year if everything lines up. What you guys say?
Well, I would say this. If Kyle Hamilton to be defensive player of the year, his stats, I'm guessing, Cordell, they'd have to win 13 or 14, number one. Number two, I'm saying four sacks, five or six interceptions. You know, and 100 tackles.
It's a lot.
Well, you're talking defensive player of the year. You're talking about some sack guy who may have 20 sacks, you know? So, I mean, defensive player of the year, it's got to be, you know, out there. And I think he's a real good sack dude. Mm-hmm. I do. Because I think he's natural with his hands.
Well, I remember back in his rookie year, we were talking a lot about how he's one of their best, you know, pass rushers when he does get that opportunity. Yep. I remember his rookie year in OTAs, watching him the few times that he would come on that nickel blitz. I mean, it was as easy as it looked in the games. That's how it looked in practice for him. He is very natural at coming off the edge. I mean, no doubt he has the talent to do it. I just wonder if his impact goes beyond the stat sheet. So that's my thing for him, because you love Kyle Hamilton because he can play up close to the line. He's so physical. He blows up the screens. He can guard slot receivers that most safeties can't. He can rush the quarterback. He's not afraid to blow up the run game. And he can guard on the deep end, too. He can do so much. I think that's what makes him so good, not necessarily the fact that, oh, he's got seven interceptions. I'm not disagreeing that he may need those numbers to win the award. I just don't know if that's what he'll do.
Well, let me ask you this. Does either one of you guys know? I don't know off the top of my head. Like, who's won it, the defensive player of the year, over the last couple of years?
Guys like Watt,
usually always a pass rusher.
Edge rushers.
If MVP is a quarterback award, defensive player of the year is definitely a pass rusher award.
Now, they were close to giving it to either Diggs, the cornerback in Dallas a few years ago, and Deron Bland almost got it, but that's the year Deron Bland had set the record for pick sixes. So I think for DBs to get it, to your point, you got to have gaudy sat, gaudy stats.
Yeah, and then the other thing, Hamilton would need a touchdown or two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the thing about, because I was San Fran, Dana Stubblefield won it the 1 year. And he won it on a Monday night game where he had, I think, four sacks in the game on a Monday night. You got to make big plays in your national TV games where everybody is watching.
And that made me think of the Christmas game in San Francisco where Hamilton gets the interception in the end zone. Those types of plays, he has those in his portfolio. I think that's more so who he is. The guy that makes the game-changing plays. I don't know if he's racking up numbers, if that makes sense. You know, he's going to pop up when they need him, but I don't know if he's just the guy.
He needs, like, some sack fumble.
He would need a lot for a DB to win it. You need a lot to happen. But to raise other points, he brought up a couple of other things. Number one, the D-Hop thing I agree with. D-Hop is nothing but a plus. That's a great
Just because, I don't know what you think, but I think D-Hop, in this, where he is in his career, he knows his role.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest thing. Last year, Deontay Johnson, he didn't know his role. They didn't have a specific role for him. That was what I think frustrated Deontay, and then he shut it down on him. But, that was his thing. Have a specific role and knowing before he signs, here's your role. We've got Bateman, who we love. We got Zay Flowers, who we love. That's your role.
Mm-hmm. And it never happened for him. And look, it's always tough being traded in the middle of the season and, joining an offense. In this case, the Ravens had the best offense in the league. Like, it's tough. It's very tough. But D-Hop, I really have no concerns about. I will say, though, I don't think the Ravens have to win 13 and 14 games in the regular season.
I think they will.
They could, but it just won't make me feel any differently about them. It's about, can you win it after the season?
I think they're a better team than they were last year. And last year,
no doubt.
And last year, they're going to be much better because Zach Orr's in his second year more than any other player. Zach Orr being in his second year and Chuck being there from day one.
Right.
So, and the two games they lost at the beginning of the year last year, and Tucker cost them two games last year. So, they make up, say they make up three games from last year, and you're sitting right at 13, 14 games. You look at the schedule and, it's a tough schedule, but when you look at it, if you went through it all, you'd say, they can win all those games,
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every hue, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I mean, Every game they lost last year, they beat themselves. And that's how the Ravens lose. I mean, the Ravens are never going to be in a game where you say, that team was better than them. Ain't going to happen. Not for four quarters. You know, they may be better for two, but I don't think they'll be better for four. We were talking about it, me and Bob, yesterday. Like Lamar. Has Lamar ever had a game where he was bad for four quarters? We've seen it for two, you know, or one, but never for four.
No. No, that very rarely happens. The one that jumps out to me is probably his
Bob
worst
said
game.
Miami.
Yeah, that's his worst game of his career, that Thursday night in Miami. Yeah. That was the most frustrated I've seen him in. On the field and
throwing
off
his helmet
the field.
And stuff, and,
yeah, that was a guy I didn't recognize. I thought Philly beat him last year. Philly was probably the one team that I would say
I
thought they beat him because the game was up for grabs, and until that Saquon run, it was there for either team to take it, and Philly ended
up
doing it.
But in the AFC? I mean, they should have beat Kansas City. They spanked Buffalo, and you know, they don't turn the ball over. They beat Buffalo, up at Buffalo in the playoffs. You know, so they can easily be the best team in the AFC, in my opinion.
Always the
case.
I'll
be disappointed if they're not. I mean, if they don't go to the Super Bowl, Cordell, and they're healthy, I'll be totally disappointed.
It's funny. In the car yesterday, I was thinking, I think this has to be the year.
Oh, they're all in.
This has to be the year.
Because you look at... I mean, just look at who's not going to be here a year from now. You know, probably Andrews and probably Humphrey, and you know, because of the contracts, it's going to be a different team.
It's got to be this year. I mean, they are usually they have the best roster or one of the best rosters going in. I think they, without a doubt, have the best roster on paper right now. But that's why they play the games.
The only question mark they have is what's kicker going to do.
And that was a question mark for him last year as well, even with Tucker's track record. Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, 410-583-1057 is the number if you want to get in. We'll talk some Ravens. Me and Vinny, we've been out at OTAs last week and this week. We'll be back out there tomorrow afternoon as well, but we'll talk about some of our observations from OTAs so far. That's next here on The Fan.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.